joining us on Better Beyond 50, where we talk about simple diet and lifestyle tips and strategies to make the second phase of your life the best years of your life. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my free training where I give you a 6-step plan to create vibrant health after 50. Just head on over to betterbeyond50.com, enter your email, and you'll get instant access to my free training. Now, in today's episode, I'm talking with world-renowned clinical nutritionist and traditional naturopath David Getoff about everything you need to know about supplements. You'll discover why everyone needs to take supplements, even if you eat a healthy diet, the 8 essential supplements you need to take, which products are best, and the ideal amounts to take each day. You'll leave this interview with a complete supplement plan. I really hope you like it. Well, thanks again for taking the time to chat with me. I'm excited because when we talked last, we talked about cholesterol. You gave us some awesome information. And today I would love to kind of focus our time on supplements, which you're also, you have a wealth of knowledge about. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me again.
No problem. Anytime I can help educate the public, I love to do so.
So glad. So, David, you know, one of the things when it comes to supplements, there's definitely people on both sides of the fence. So I've heard, you know, some quote health experts say, hey, you know what, we can get all the nutrition or nutrients we need if we eat really good quality food. And then there are some people who say, actually, you know, we do benefit from taking some good quality supplements. So my question to you is, you know, sir, what is your position about the role that supplements play? Just from looking at your website, you know, I know that you certainly see that they do play some role. There is some benefit, or of course, you know, one of the things we'll talk about is that they're all, you know, not all supplements are created equal. And you make an interesting statement on your website that, you know, our grandparents didn't need supplements, but we do. So can you kind of just talk a little bit about sort of the role that you see supplements playing in our lives?
Sure. Let's hit a couple different things. First of all, you mentioned that experts are on every side of that issue. The word expert, although I'm sure there's more than one definition, generally the word expert is similar to the word professional, is somebody that has been paid for their knowledge or that has studied it a lot. Professional sports are somebody that gets, you know, paid or is out there doing this to the public eye. And expert really doesn't mean anything because you've got hundreds of experts and they can be on every side of every issue. And if that's true, as far as I'm concerned, we should redefine the word expert, because if you can have experts on two opposite sides of an issue, and one can be proven right and one can be proven wrong, how can the one that's proven wrong still be called an expert? Well, that's the world, and especially the United States. So expert doesn't really mean anything.
Okay.
You asked me what my opinion is. I try as often as possible not to give opinion. I would rather go over what the research shows, because that way if somebody else gives their opinion, I can say, well, show me your research. And when they don't have any, their ideas hopefully will be listened to by less people. Jeffrey Bland is a PhD in nutritional biochemistry, has written many, many books. Some of the things that he would like people to, you know, do I agree with, some I disagree with. But when he looks at research and looks at copious amounts of research, that's something that you can't really do wrong. You can only do it inadequately. So if somebody chooses the research study that represents what they're telling people, instead of looking at all the studies to find out that maybe the one they've looked at is wrong, then that person is very misleading. Jeff Bland doesn't do that. He tries to look at everything. And he made a statement many, many years ago, which I love, and I repeat in my classes all the time. And so let me start with that. And that is that when he taught his very first course in nutritional biochemistry to pre-med students at a medical college, one of the students raised his hand and said, Dr. Bland, will you teach us something about nutritional supplements? And Jeff said, well, if you eat an adequate amount of calories and a balanced diet, you really get all the nutrients you need, and so we don't really need to cover that. And the student raised his hand again, and this time he said, Dr. Bland, I'd really not like to feel as though my patients have read more about and maybe know more about supplements than I do. Would you teach us something about nutritional supplements? So Jeff related in the book that he said, okay, he said, we'll have a class on supplements. And he went back to the biochemical library in his teaching hospital, which is, you know, has access to millions and millions of different studies and books. And he started researching the actual studies to find them, locate them, that had looked to prove what he had been taught in his bachelor's, master's, and PhD programs, which he had parroted back to the student, that if you eat enough calories of a healthy diet, that you don't need additional supplements. And he was furious because there was no such research. There was research, indeed, which was doing the studying, which looked at numerous people in different socioeconomic groups in different parts of the United States and possibly in different parts of the world. I don't remember, as to what they ate, and then analyzing the amount of calories being correct and what would be called a healthy diet, and then dissecting the amount of minerals, trace minerals, vitamins, antioxidants, and none of the studies that he found, and he looked at every single one that had been published, none of them were able to find a single individual who didn't have multiple deficiencies no matter how well they ate. And he related in the book that he got very angry, because that meant that all of his professors had lied to him. And then he thought about it and he said, well, but lying, as I say often, he didn't use these words in the book, these are my words, lying is telling something that you know is a fib. And he said they believed what they were saying, they were just passing on knowledge that had been passed on to them, which is what he had just done, but he was really open-minded and was willing to prove it and found out he couldn't prove it because the knowledge was wrong. So anytime anybody ever says that, it's simply wrong. There is nothing to back it up, and therefore it is wrong. Now, why is it wrong? Two main reasons, which everybody can pretty easily understand. One of those reasons is that the food that we have today does not resemble the food that we had 100 years ago. And the Department of Agriculture and a couple of other groups have actually done research studies. They've been published at various times over the last 35 years, finding that almost any time you take a look at the amount of minerals and vitamins that are in our current vegetables and fruit, and I don't know whether they also looked at meats, it would have been nice if they did, and compared it to the level of those same nutrients, let's say 30 years or 50 years previous, you find that there's a major decrease during any period of time, because we are more and more and more developing, hybridizing, genetically modifying to make foods ship better, pack better, last longer, look better, never taste better, and never be more nutritious. That's simply not what they're trying to do. And so the nutritional value goes down. And during the same amount of time that the nutritional value is going down, the amount of poisons in our environment, the amount of pesticides and herbicides, the amount of solvents that we're exposed to, the amount of chemicals and cleaning fluids that we have in our homes, the amount of electrical fields that we're exposed to that irritate the body and inflame the body and make us need even more of these nutrients to protect us, those things go up. So the things that we get in the way of nutrients decreases, our need for them increases. And no, there is no possible way that I can conceive of that somebody today would not have multiple deficiencies if the right test was done, and we can discuss the best of those tests if you wish, and therefore supplements are required if you want optimal health.
So food quality is going down, exposure to toxins and poisons is increasing. So just to kind of summarize, those are really the two big reasons why we need to be supplementing.
That would be correct. Your body uses nutrients in direct relationship to what it uses those nutrients for. So, for example, all the research that's been done on stress, just for one simple example, that shows that the amount of vitamin C you use under stress can be thousands of percent higher than when you relax. The amount of magnesium you need under stress or for detoxification can be many, many fold higher. And this is true of numerous nutrients, the amount of antioxidants that the body needs in order to protect us from too much oxidative damage from things that are going on that didn't used to go on because we didn't have so many chemicals causing that. Those keep on going up. We need more of the antioxidants, and we're getting even less while needing even more.
Gotcha. Okay. So
Can you tell us, I know you have a whole workshop, you've done like, we'll talk about this at the end. I know you have like a whole extensive program where you go into nutritional supplements. So, you know, we don't have nearly enough time to talk about everything, but can you kind of, if this is not too loaded of a question, can you give us, for the general population, what are supplements that, you know, we all need to be taking, or, you know, how do we figure out what our individual needs are? I mean, imagine it's not a one size fits all, you know, deal. We all need to have the macronutrients, right? The proteins, the fats, and the carbs. Of course, we have unique needs for each of those, you know, the proportions of those. But how do we sort of figure out what we need in terms of how we need to be supplementing?
Well, the first good thing, and certainly, obviously, we're all individual, and even further than that, the amount of certain nutrients that you or I need or anybody else's needs can vary in 15 seconds. All of a sudden, there's a big noise outside, or you get a phone call, your best friend's in the hospital, you know, they had an accident, and just that amount of stress can boost your need for many nutrients up many times, 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%, etc. So ours change all the time. But the good news is, and I always teach by example, I find that works best, that you could have 1,000 people in a city, and all of those people, because they would like to be protected from the cold when it's cold outside, the hot when it's hot outside, the rain when it's raining, the snow or sleet if they're in one of those areas when it's snowing or sleeting, all those people would like to be inside what is called a domicile or a house, and no two houses of those 1,000 people might look the same, and yet they might all do what the person needs. So the question isn't necessarily that we have different needs. The question is, can we hurt ourselves by having too large a house? You know, if your house happens to be 2,500 square feet and your neighbor's house is 1,600 square feet, is that going to harm you by having too much house? Well, you have more to clean, obviously. That's a possibility. But other than that, it's not going to hurt you to have too much house. So the issue, therefore, is are nutrients things which if you take an adequate amount of, such as making sure your house is big enough, that the body can use what it needs, get rid of what it doesn't need in your urine and your stool, and not cause any overload. And it turns out that in almost all cases, there are a few exceptions, such as vitamin A, but even that is very hard to overdose on. Other than those few exceptions, you can't really take too much of something because the body simply can get rid of the extra. Some people make a statement which I consider to be really ridiculous and maybe even stupid, and certainly it prevents some people from doing what they should be by saying, all you're doing is causing your body to have expensive urine. And I've heard that over and over again. And I, for one, would like to have expensive urine. I want to have lots of extra nutrients coming out in my urine, just as I would like to have a car that has enough extra gas in it that I'm never going to get stuck on the freeway because I didn't have enough and I was trying to just ride that amount. I would like to have enough extra power in it that if I happen to see something happening on the highway in front of me, and I realize I'm going to have to step on the accelerator all the way to the floor, which I probably haven't done in 10 years, to be able to get rid of and out of the way of an accident. I don't want a car that if it could speak English will look back at me and say, what do you want from my life? I can only go 60 miles an hour and you need to get 80 to be able to get out of this. I want the extra so that when I need something, it's there. And when I don't, it gets urinated out. So that's one of the biggest issues, is that in almost every case, some additional nutrients will cause you no problem except a couple pennies more a day, and they may make it so that whenever your body needs more A, more B1, B2, B3, B6, more vitamin C, more magnesium, more calcium, more potassium, I could go on forever, that it's there instead of causing what we generally refer to as a subclinical deficiency. A clinical deficiency would be an amount that is so low that it produces a symptom, whether or not somebody can figure out that it was a nutrient they needed or whether the doctor has no idea is another question. But if it produces something noticeable in some way to the individual, even if they don't know why it's happening, that's a clinical deficiency. If it's making something lower, so something isn't being done as well as it should, but you can't tell, maybe it's increasing your risk of cancer or diabetes or heart disease or any of a number of neurological problems, but it's going to be deficient for years and years and years before that actually happens and you can see it. Meanwhile, it's slowly doing it like the termites in your house, but you don't know they're there. That's a subclinical deficiency. I don't want any subclinical deficiencies because those increase your risk factor.
So if someone isn't feeling good, you know, they have symptoms, but they're not able to attribute them to something, is that a good place to start to say, well, maybe you have some sort of vitamin or mineral deficiency? Do you recommend starting there? And how does someone evaluate that? How do you, can someone get tested for a lot of these mineral and vitamin deficiencies?
You can get tested. Most labs only tests for a very limited number of things. If somebody really wanted to take a look at all sorts of different deficiencies, and I personally only occasionally recommend this test simply because it's expensive, and by the time I finish changing my patient's diets, bringing in the basic five or six nutrient groups, which we can look at next, I know that most of this stuff has already been taken care of, and only if some things don't respond the way I expected them to might I go, well, we better take a look. But you asked about the test. The test I like best is called the cardio-ion panel. Ion is I-O-N. If my memory serves me, it stands for individualized optimal nutrition or something very similar to those words. The cardio-ion panel, it's offered by Metametrics Clinical Laboratories, and for anybody that would like to order it on themselves, most people don't realize this, and the doctor probably wishes you weren't going to hear this from me, you can go to a website called directlabs.com, and you can buy any test you want, and their in-house doctor will sign the blood draw order. So you are basically ordering on yourself something that you would like to take a look at. And if you go to directlabs.com, you click on the order test button, you click on the specialty labs button, and a bunch of specialty labs come up, and one of them is Metametrics. You click on that, and then just go down to the word C. They're all in alphabetical order. You find cardio ion. You will find that it's a test in which the retail price is somewhere upwards close to $2,000, and you will get a wholesale price on it because of their arrangement with the lab, and so it will cost you something in the neighborhood of $900. But when you look at the sample report and see how many different minerals and trace minerals and toxic metals and vitamins and antioxidants and all sorts of things it tests, you'll go, wow. And if you had to go to 20 different labs to get those tests instead of one, I don't know what it would cost, $10,000. So it's an expensive test, but it's the best way to take a look and all those things from a lab that does it well. Some people have tried to copy the test. They don't do as good a job.
So it's pretty comprehensive. So you're getting, you're covering, like, it sounds like almost like it's the whole gamut of the vitamins. You said vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, as opposed
yeah,
to
antioxidants. Yeah. Wow. It is covering the whole gamut very well. So if somebody says, look, my doctor and the people I trust, and maybe even their naturopath, clinical nutritionist and dietitian, whatever, people they trust say the way I eat, I'm not going to be deficient in anything. I would challenge them. I would probably, if it was a patient of mine that said that, and they said their other health practitioner said, I'm not going to come up deficient on anything, I would probably say, I'll tell you what, I will bet your other health practitioner $1,000 that you will be deficient below the level should be there based on that test on a number of different nutrients if they're willing to make the bet. And of course, when I do that, they're never willing to make the bet because they figure if I'm willing to bet $1,000, I probably know something that they don't.
So this is they'll send the results back to you, and then you'll be able to kind of see where you're at. And then does the evaluation provide you like suggested guidelines? So this is, you know, you're deficient in magnesium, and this is where you should be.
Well, it will show things on a chart. You know, red if there's too much or too little of something. You know, yellow if you're getting close. Green generally if you're in the ballpark. But because in this country it is, I'm not sure if it's a regulation or a law, or whatever, I'll just call it illegal, even though I'm not sure if that's what it would be. It depends on the state, for a lab to make a recommendation. only the doctor can do that, you know, and your health practitioner can do that. The lab can't do that. They can't say, for example, based on this, that you should take 20 milligrams more of that and 30 milligrams more of this and 100 of that and then get it retested, because then they're becoming a health practitioner and they're nothing but a lab. So, you know, you might need somebody good to interpret this and see how much of various different things they might put you on. And because your own digestion and absorption could be different from your neighbor's, you might both be the same similar amount of low in a nutrient, but you might need three times more of it to replete your body than they do, because even though you're both in the same place, you don't absorb it as much. Or maybe you're both low in magnesium, but you're body doesn't absorb magnesium oxide well, and theirs doesn't absorb magnesium citrate well, and maybe somebody else's doesn't absorb magnesium chloride well, but maybe you would all do fine on magnesium glycinate. There are a lot of variables. Mm-hmm. The test is just showing you approximately where you are in the scheme of what they have found after doing this on thousands and thousands of people appear to be the healthiest range.
So it sounds like it's beneficial to do the evaluation, but really working with someone who's skilled at evaluating that, so then they can kind of get a more customized supplement plan.
That would definitely be much better. And I have what I call the basic supplements for people. I talk about this in class. I talk about it on my courses that I've taught. And those are the ones which I find everybody should be taking and will benefit from. And not in specifically a particular order, although I do almost always put the multi first, because a good high potency or medium potency, but not low potency. In other words, I would never recommend somebody take a one a day, a Centrum Silver, or any other garbage that has on the label two or three different FD&C coloring agents, which means it's got poisons in it, a whole bunch of preservatives that I don't like. Those, I consider those to be garbage nutrients. As far as I'm concerned, Centrum Silver could go off the market, and the people should be forced to go to a health food store and get something from a company that would never put in FD&C food colorings because they can have heavy metals in them. But first thing being a moderate to high potency multivitamin, multimineral formula that is dosed according to the manufacturer at a bare minimum of a tablet twice a day, because you have to take one with breakfast and one with dinner as a minimum. It might be that the formula they have is two with breakfast and two with dinner. You have to take a look and see what it says on there for what the daily dose is. But don't take them all together. Split them up, because the water-soluble vitamins, which is most of them, will not stay in your body at a decent level for 24 hours from the time you take it. And therefore, you're flipping a coin to determine whether you would like to be deficient for most of the day when your body needs all of these nutrients, or for most of the night when you're regenerating and your body needs all these nutrients if you only take it once a day. I don't like to flip that coin. I tell people, no matter what we do, anything water-soluble, and that certainly includes your multi, gets taken with breakfast and dinner. And even if you're taking half the dose on the bottle, even if you should be taking two twice a day, and you're only going to take two, which is half of the total four, you don't take one meal's worth. You take one twice a day, so at least you're getting some in all the time. So that's number one, is a good multi. My personal favorite multis are made by Super Nutrition, but there are a number of other very, very good ones out there, and I do energetic testing to see which one is best for my patients. And I will mention at this point that there are people whose liver and kidneys, one or the other or both, are so overloaded from all these poisons, very often, even though the lab test that the doctor would look at shows they're fine, because the lab test is very inaccurate for liver and kidney function, that every time they've tried to take a multi, it's made them feel sick. It's made them feel tired. It's made given them a headache, because it's overloading their detox pathways. And so if somebody says, I've tried two or three multis, and I always feel worse when I take the multi, that doesn't mean that your body doesn't need a multi. That simply means that your liver and kidney are congested and you need to support those for 4 or 5 months and then take a lower dose multi as you go up. But my first is a multi. That's number one. And then the second, really none of them are more important than the others. So number one is the multi because it covers dozens and dozens of bases. Number two is really all the rest. And all the rest are the things that there aren't enough of or there aren't the right forms of in the multi. So the rest are vitamin D, vitamin C, and this is extra because there's some in the multi. Vitamin D, that's vitamin D3, the natural form. Vitamin C, vitamin E complex, a multiple trace mineral formula, and a good omega-3 fish oil or cod liver oil. My favorite has always been Carlson. I have never gotten as good results from anything else. So I use Carlson's fish oil or cod liver oil. And the only vitamin E product I will use is called Unique E. And it's called Unique E tocopherols. Tocotrienols are a separate issue. That's not what I'm talking about. The Unique E has all the alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols in them. And because it's a fat soluble, that can be taken one a day, because that will stay in your body all day. Mm-hmm. So they've got a multi, they've got extra A, C, D, E, trace minerals, and fish oil. So we've got a total of between 6 and 7 different substances. Some people, very few, some of your listeners will be laughing as I say this, those people that happen to like liver and 2 or 3 times a month, the meat that they have with their meal is either a few ounces of chicken liver or a few ounces of beef liver or lamb liver, they're getting enough A, and they don't need to have the extra A. They can not take an A supplement. But if all they're getting is regular foods, and if the only time they think they're getting A is from their carrots and carrot juice, since there isn't any A in carrots, only beta carotene, and your body's not converting most of it, then they're deficient in A. So not a lot of A. I have most people take 10,000. Large number, small quantity. It's just a small unit of measure. I have most people take between 500 and 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C with breakfast and dinner. Again, I have massive variations in this, but most people, 500 to 1,000 with breakfast and dinner. I have most people take somewhere in the neighborhood of 1, 2, or 3 Unique E capsules, all taken at the same meal. Because it doesn't have to be spread out, because it's going to stay in your body all day. And if you take it all together, it pushes harder and gets more in. I have most people take a trace mineral tablet with breakfast and dinner. The one I happen to like best is real easy to remember. It's called Trace Mineral Tablets from Trace Mineral Research. I've looked at many others, don't like them as much. And as far as vitamin D is so important, you need to get tested. If your doctor isn't smart enough after reading all the hundreds of studies that have come out on it, and many of them in his or her medical texts and his or her journals, to automatically start ordering Ds on everybody, then go to, let's see, what would be the easiest way. Go into Google and put in Vitamin D Council. You'll get the Vitamin D Council's website, right? And there's a little link there for you to order a test kit. For, I think, 50 or 55 or 60 bucks. So you can get that in, and it has the directions. You know, you prick your finger, you put a couple of drops of blood on it, it dries, you send it in, and you get your vitamin D level. And it seems from the research studies, of which I have looked at many, many, that at the moment, you know, we learn new things all the time. I love learning new things. At the moment, it appears that a healthy, optimal vitamin D level on the correct test, which is called 25 OH vitamin D3, is somewhere between about 55 and 80 in the United States. I say in the United States because we use nanograms per milliliter and European countries use nanomoles per liter, and it's a totally different reference standard. So I'm giving a U.S. number when I say between 55 and 80. And so you get it tested, and you take a look, and you go, wow, David Getoff said I'm supposed to be between 55 and 80, and I'm at 18. My mom's at 10, my brother's at 23, my father's at 34, none of us are anywhere near there. That's right. And so now you all start taking some, maybe, I don't know, 4,000 a day, and it takes 3 months to equilibrate. So you take that 4,000 every day, and in 3 months you all get it tested again, and maybe two of them are now in the range that I call correct, and two of them still aren't. They go up another couple thousand, and you keep on doing it for 3 months, testing it again, changing or not changing your dose based on the answer, and as soon as you are in range between 55 and 80 or between 60 and 80, that means that's the amount you need to take every day. Simply keep taking it.
Gotcha. Wow, this is great. With the multi, so you recommend sort of supplementing with the vitamin A, potentially if they're not getting it with the meat. vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, the trace minerals, the cod liver oil. Just to kind of recap here, with the multi, you're suggesting that we supplement with these additional vitamins and minerals because we're not going to get enough just in the multi. How do we know if, I mean, because every multi formula is different. Like, can you kind of give us some general guidelines? Like, when we're looking at a multi, like, how do we know if we're getting a good one? And then how do we kind of know if, you know, if we need to be adding, like, the additional, I don't know, like vitamin C, for example? Or are you saying pretty much across the board, you know, they're all sort of deficient in those, so those are definitely areas we need to be additionally supplementing with the multi?
What happens is pretty much that the manufacturers are in business to stay in business. And that's true of every manufacturer on the planet Earth. Okay. They're in business to stay in business. They will do what's necessary to not go out of business. And so if all of a sudden one or two companies said, you know, we've got a bunch of clinical nutrition professionals that say that we should, in our day's dose, let's say a particular company has, it says 4 tablets a day. So somebody would either take 1 with breakfast, 1 with lunch, and 2 with dinner, or 2 with breakfast and 2 with dinner, but it says in the label, serving size, 4 tablets. If it says serving size, 4 tablets, that means that the numbers they give you on that big chart below are the amounts contained in 4 tablets. That's important to know. Mm-hmm. Because some people come into my office and they bring me in a multi they've been taking and they say, what do you think of this multi? And I glance down at how much is in it and I go, that's actually a pretty decent multi. It's better than most. How many are you taking a day? And they go, 1. And I take a look at the label and it says serving size, 6 tablets. And so what I was saying was a good multi would have been if they were taking 6 a day and they're taking 1. Right. So you have to look at where it says serving size.
Yeah.
But let's say this company that uses 4 tablets as a basis said, turns out based on all the work of Emmanuel Cheraskin and Linus Pauling and all these experts in vitamin C, of which there are many, that a human adult should be getting between 3,000 and 4,000 milligrams. Okay, let's up it so that those 4 tablets contain 3,000 milligrams of C a day instead of the 500 we're using. Oops, we can't fit it. All right, well, now it's a 6-tablet-a-day multi, and they're all a little bit smaller, but we fit that in. All right, how about vitamin D? How about vitamin E? How about, oh, my goodness. Well, okay, well, all right, so now we are at up to 6 really large tablets. Now if we're going to get the E in there at the right amount, we can't get the fish oil in. It'll fall apart. The E isn't even really working correctly because that's a liquid in its correct form, and we're putting in a powder so it's stable, and that's not the form the body wants. All right, forget about the E. We're going to tell them they have to take that separately, but let's make sure that we have enough C in there. Now let's put in a bunch more trace minerals and a couple of other macro minerals. Now we got 6 gigantic tablets. Geez, we're going to have to double the price of this supplement. Nobody's going to buy it from us because we're going to be charging twice as much as every other multi on the shelf. So it doesn't get done.
Yeah.
It's going to be too many tablets. Nobody wants to take that many. Hey, I can take 3 of this, and that one wants me to take 6 or 7. How come this one costs $45 a month, and the other one costs $40 for 3 months? So it simply doesn't happen because nobody will buy what you would have to do. There are some companies out there. Life Extension is one of them, and I am not promoting their products or their company, but they have a multi that in capsule form, I think the dose is 12 to 14 a day because they're putting all the things in that their experts think should be in there, even though, of course, it depends on the individual. So that's the reason for the extra. I like people to get between 1,500 and 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, unless they have cancer, which gets boosted up a lot higher. But your first question was, if you're looking at a multi, if the people listening to us grab their multi off the shelf, are there some simple things that they can do to just determine that it might be one of the better ones, one of the top 20% instead of the bottom 80%? And yes, there are a couple things. First of all, take a look at the words somewhere on the label that say other ingredients. those are the things that they really don't need in there for you. In other words, that's not what you're paying for. Those are not nutrients. Those are simply things that they have to put in either because it's part of the tableting or encapsulation process or because they feel like putting it in because for some reason a bunch of idiots out there think that the color of the tablet has something to do with something at all, which who cares? You're popping it out and popping it in your mouth and swallowing it. So they've put in FDNC yellow lake number 14 and FDNC blue this and red this, all of which, if you can go to the website of the FDA, they will let you know the amounts of lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, nickel are allowed to be in FDNC food colorings. So you don't want any FDNC food colorings, and your mouthwashes all have them too, which is why nobody should use most of those. So you don't want any FDNC coloring agents of any kind in the tablet. How about some of the things we do, and we also don't want antifreeze in the tablet. So if it says ethylene, propylene, polypropylene, glycol, or PEG, which is polyethylene glycol, that's antifreeze. So we don't need that in a tablet. But they use it. It's one of their preservative agents. So those are some things that you don't want. But more importantly, how about just a quick list of some things that we want to at least have in certain amounts so that we know that this company cares? And there are a couple. You know, that this is not written in stone. Everybody's different. We're talking about an adult dose of an adult vitamin because for, you know, smaller kids that weigh less, there could be less and it could be correct. And that is that a multi should have in however many tablets they call a serving size for a dose, even though we're going to split that up to take it during the day. If it's good, should have at least 400 milligrams of vitamin C total for the day. We're going to add more, but at least 400. Otherwise, they really couldn't. They don't care very much. It should have at least a couple thousand international units of vitamin A. And then you have to look after where it says A, and it has to tell you what form the A is in. Because if it says parentheses as beta carotene, then actually they just told you we are lying. There is no A in this whatsoever because there is no A in beta carotene. So if they want to say it has beta carotene in it, I have no problem with that as long as they use a natural source that doesn't cause cancer. But it's not vitamin A. The vitamin A should be separate on the label, and it should say as vitamin A or as vitamin A palmitate. So that's those two things. Another thing is how much selenium or selenium do they have in there? Because there's so much research on the risk reduction factors for numerous cancers and a bunch of other different things for a daily dose of selenium of at least 75 mcg. Now we're at micrograms instead of milligrams. There are 1,000 micrograms in a milligram and 1,000 milligrams in a gram. People will be replaying this three times to, what did I just say here? Say that again so I can write it down here. But we want at least 75 micrograms, and the ones that I recommend, like the super nutrition ones, they go a lot higher. They have 150 micrograms in a day's dose, 200 micrograms, 250. That's a much better amount, but at least 75 micrograms of selenium. Zinc, it should have at least 10 milligrams of zinc. Most of the better ones will have 15, 20, 25. Chromium, it should have at least 200 micrograms of chromium, although often I have to have people take more than that because it helps regulate blood sugar. So those are just a couple of things you can take a look at to see if they are in there in amounts showing that the formulator is trying to make this a multivitamin that's going to do what somebody is taking their multivitamin to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's very, very helpful. Yeah, and this is why we do these recordings, David, so our listeners can go back and listen to this as many times as they need to. I know I'm going to listen to this again.
sure, absolutely. And the B vitamins, so B1, B2, B3, B6, and they all have names, you know, niacin, thiamine, they've got their own names, but they usually just give you the name afterwards. Each of those should be at least 10 milligrams in a day's dose. Although, of course, if they put in 10 milligrams each of B1, B2, B3, B6, that means the formulator doesn't know anything about nutritional biochemistry because certain of those the body uses a lot more of. And so a good vitamin, you'd go, oh, that's interesting. There's 20 milligrams, and I'm going to make these numbers up, but there's 20 milligrams of B1 and 20 milligrams of B2, but there's 30 milligrams of B6, and there's 70 milligrams of B3 because the body uses different amounts of different ones. But at least 10 milligrams of each of those. But B12 is totally separate, and your body is not going to absorb the B12 very well. Anyway, that has to be taken as a lozenge or a liquid or a spray. The B12 in the multi usually doesn't get absorbed, which is why a lot of doctors will give B12 shots, although if we take it correctly, they don't need a shot.
Gotcha. Okay. What about a lot of times you'll see multivitamins for men and women. Is that just kind of like a marketing, or is there a reason for that? Like, are there certain vitamins and minerals that men and women that are different? I've always sort of...
Well, obviously men and women are different. If the two of us are standing in front of each other instead of thousands of miles away, we would be able to accept the fact that we look different. You're certainly a lot prettier than I am, as I see your picture on my Skype screen. You also have a lot more hair on your head than I do. And I used to have that a long time ago when I wasn't 63. But, yes, there are some ways in which there's a big difference nutritionally and other ways in which there's not. So most of the nutrients, there isn't a large difference. It really gets down predominantly to hormonal balancing herbs. So if somebody is making a women's formula for people that are still menstruating, then adding a black cohosh or blue cohosh or Vitex or some of these other different things in amounts that might help balance their hormones, then that would definitely be a women's vitamin. However, what if that woman is somebody who doesn't have unbalanced hormones, and the taking the herb that the body doesn't need, unlike a nutrient that you'll just urinate out, is now going to nudge the body in a direction outside of balance. So when it comes to that, I would rather have somebody work with a health practitioner. But the best answer I can give you is that at one point many, many years ago, the owner back then of Super Nutrition Vitamins, Patrick Mooney, who worked with Linus Pauling and Abram Hoffer, two experts in the field of nutrition, and he was formulating their first vitamins in the 70s, and I didn't know him back then, and they came out with a men's vitamin. And I called Patrick up, and I said, Patrick, you just came out with a men's vitamin. Now, you've had a women's vitamin for a long time because you wanted to just have small amounts of a couple extra things in there that you think are better for women. But what do you have the women in your family and that you love on? Oh, they're on the Perfect Family, which is a and what we call it, ambisextrous instead of ambidextrous. So it's either men or women. And so do I. I have the largest number of people taking either the Perfect Family or the Perfect Family Iron Free, which is a man or woman's vitamin. He said, no, I have men and women both on Perfect Family. And what happens is we will only stay in business if we have something that the customer walking into their market or health food store is looking for. And when the man maybe read some article saying, yeah, we really should be taking something, and his wife's been the only one taking vitamins for a while, and he says, pick me up a vitamin while you're in the store. I'm going to take one, too, for 6 months. Maybe I'll even keep on taking it. So she goes into the store. She does not have the knowledge of all the things that we're talking about, so she just looks for a men's vitamin for her husband. He said, so I came out with a men's vitamin so that if somebody wanted to buy a men's vitamin for their husband, mine would be one of the ones they would be looking at instead of automatically mine not even being glanced at because it didn't say men's. He said, so he doesn't take the men's vitamin. His son didn't take the men's vitamin, but he put the word men's on it for that reason.
Yeah,
so for the most part, really, no, there isn't enough of a difference, because when there is, and certainly there are times, that should be brought in separately in a much stronger version of specific things for the woman, rather than trying to put a couple extra things in it on a multi so you can call it men's or women's.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. I get that asked that a lot, and I came home once with a women's multi, and my fiance was like, I'm not taking that. It says for women. And I'm like, okay, I don't know how different it really is. I mean, because I looked at the vitamins and the minerals, I was like, they were pretty much the same. I think, like, there were just a few of them. The amounts were different. So I thought, I think this is kind of just marketing here, you know?
It would have been marketing. The only thing that would have made it not only marketing is if it had a bunch of different herbs in it.
Yeah.
And it probably wouldn't have been good quality herbs. It probably wouldn't have been enough herbs. It might have been the wrong ratio for you because we're all different.
Right.
But if it didn't have a bunch of women's herbs in it, it was marketing.
Okay. You talked about the importance of cod liver oil before. I did an interview with Sally Fallon. She's worked closely with Mary Enig, over the years. Of course, Mary Enig has passed, but they're huge advocates for fermented cod liver oil. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. You know, they sort of see it as being, better than regular cod liver oil. I guess it's supposedly higher in vitamin A and vitamin D. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, my thoughts are very specific, and again, they're based more on clinical evidence than on anybody's belief system. My first thoughts came from the fact that when the fermented cod liver oil came out from Dave Wetzel, Blue Eyes, I got samples of all of the products because he sent them to me as a gift. Because we had gone up to his plant and taken pictures and written an article in the original foundation, not Sally's, but the original Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation that's 63 years old and where Sally learned everything she knows about her 17-year-old foundation. So, we got to see what he was doing and I said, well, I do energetic testing and I don't know if you understand it, but that's, you know, I need the actual bottles. So he sent me one of every bottle. And I expected, since I was, you know, I had no reason to disbelieve the things that everybody was saying. I have a lot of reason now that a whole bunch of my patients would test to be switched over to the fermented product. And I was a little surprised, although I must admit that we don't get a computer printout when you do an energetic test on somebody, whether you do it open or blind. You still don't get a printout coming out of their mouth or their tongue or their fingers telling you why they tested poorly for something. It's simply the body says, I don't want that. Nobody ever tested, and this is in many, many, many years, for any of the fermented products. The bodies didn't want them. It was very, very peculiar. More recently, I don't know whether you've seen this, but Kayla Daniel, which was Sally's vice president, I believe, if I have the positions correctly, for many years, decided she wanted to do a scientific investigation because of some people that had claimed that they'd been hurt by the fermented cod liver oil. She wanted to really investigate it, and she sent samples around the world to all sorts of different labs and found all sorts of things that really bothered her, and she ended up writing this big, huge expose on what she found having to do with the fermented cod liver oils. I think that her article is called Hook, Line, and Stinker, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been published recently. And one of the things she did is she came to us at the Price Pottinger Foundation because we are the archive for all of Price's work and Pottinger's work. We are the copyright holder from the family, so Sally has none of that. She often misquotes, as a matter of fact, and we've stopped bothering to correct her. We just give up. She says a quote. We digitally search everything that we spent $20,000-$30,000 to have digitized, and he never said it, and we just stopped bothering to say anything to her about it because apparently she just doesn't like to check things out. But in any event, we looked for any mentions that Price had made of aged, you know, put outside, buried, fermented, that every word that could be come up with, came up with to see what types of things he said and when he said them, and he didn't. The word fermented cod liver oil doesn't exist in any of his manuscripts or any of his books. So that was just one of the things that Dr. Daniel, Kayla Daniel, did as she was going over all this. I would tell people they should read her expose. I'm not sure exactly where all the facts lie. You know, this is the stuff that she found out. Sally has been saying things not based on research, just based on what her beliefs are. And I really end up trusting the energetic testing. I've done it for many, many years. I've often done it blinded where I don't know what I'm testing. I get the exact same results. Nobody tests for the fermented product. Almost everybody tests for Carlson's lemon-flavored cod liver oil in liquid form. I've spoken to them many, many times. Sally has said they use synthetic vitamins. They don't. They put in synthetic A and E. They don't. They put in natural. They've always put in natural. They have told me this. Their chemists have told me this. So I'm not sure what all this nonsense going back and forth is. I try not to get involved in arguments. I don't want to be either the target, you know, or one of the supporters. I just want clinical evidence in my office with my patients, and sometimes when I get reports back from them from my students, and nobody ever tests for the fermented product, and almost everybody tests best for Carlson's lemon-flavored cod liver oil, occasionally one of their fish oils. There are a couple of other brands out there that I've done tests on, and for whatever reason, I couldn't tell you what it is. Everybody always tests for the Carlson's, so that's the best I can answer you.
Yeah, that's excellent. Just quickly, you mentioned liquid. Is there a benefit to liquid over capsule? Is it preference, or is one truly better?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, the soft gel capsules contain a liquid. So either way, you're getting a liquid. What I find the benefit to be, and I do find this over 25 years of practice, I do find this. If you look at the research studies as to what appears to be the amount of a fish oil or cod liver oil in a non-concentrated form that an adult of, let's say, 130 to 180 pounds would benefit by taking daily for most people, it ends up that the number of hundreds or thousands of milligrams of eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, EPA and DHA, that we should be getting corresponds to approximately a tablespoon of the liquid a day. So then the question is, well, okay, but you know, maybe somebody doesn't like the very slight fishy taste of it, although the Carlson's lemon flavored has almost no taste if you take it in between mouthfuls of food. I put it in my smoothie this morning, in my breakfast smoothie with my raw milk and everything else in there. But so the question is, how many of these big honker soft gels would give you that same amount if you use, again, a non-concentrated fish oil or cod liver oil? And I've looked at many different brands. You know, I've looked at Carlson and Nordic Naturals and NOW and a bunch of others. And based on the amount that is contained in their soft gels, unless you're using one of the special concentrated ones, you would need between 9 and 12 of those gigantic capsules a day to give you the tablespoon of liquid. And, of course, if you want, you can just take your capsules, puncture them with a big pin, squeeze them into a tablespoon, and see how many it takes to fill a tablespoon. But it's going to be 9 to 12 a day, and nobody's doing that. They're taking one or two a day. Mm-hmm. So when I tell them to take a tablespoon of liquid, they're getting what I want them to get. Mm-hmm. And if they're taking the capsules, most of them aren't getting enough. The only exceptions I found to that are a couple of companies, Nordic is one and Carlson is the other, Carlson is the one I use, that they have pulled out some of the other parts of the oil and concentrated the EPA and DHA so that, for example, the one that I carry when I'm traveling, because I'm not going to carry with me a bottle that needs refrigeration.
Right.
So when I'm traveling, I take Carlson's Elite Omega-3 Professional Strength. And those are concentrated enough that depending on the person's body weight, 3 or 4 of those a day gives you your dose instead of 9 to 12. And so if somebody says, I want to just swallow the capsules, fine. If you go to Carlson's Elite Omega-3 Professional Strength, and that's what it says on it, then 3 or 4 a day, 3 a day if you weigh, you know, 100 to 130, and 4 a day if you weigh, you know, up, you know, 150, 180, if somebody weighs 200, maybe 5 a day. But then it's 3 or 4 a day. Most of the others you'd have to be taking 9 to 12. And that's the biggest difference. People taking the soft gels are not taking enough of them. They're looking at how huge it is. Mm-hmm. They're looking at the bottle, and the bottle says, you know, serving size, 1 soft gel. For this company, for that company, it says serving size, 2 soft gels. And when somebody says, but the bottle said serving size, 2 soft gels, I go, look, let me explain to you very simply how you can do an experiment that will take you about 5 minutes the next time you're in a health food store so that you can understand to disregard the label and listen to some knowledgeable health practitioner. Here's what I want you to do. Go into a big health food store's vitamin department and find a bunch of companies that sell vitamin C, and everybody does. And take a look at each of these companies until you found one. I really don't care who it is. It could be a company I don't even use in my office. It could be Twin Lab or Solgar. Nothing wrong with them. I just have things I like better. But find a company in which they have the same type of vitamin C in multiple strengths. So you probably won't find this many, but as an example, I'll say, let's say they have 50, and I don't care if they're capsules or tablets. Let's say they have one that comes in 50 milligram, 100, 250, 500, and 1,000. So you've got four or five different bottles, depending on how much you want per tablet or per capsule. But it's all just vitamin C. And now, after you found these, let's say you found one that has 100 to 250 to 500. Turn the bottle to the side and take a look at how many it tells you to take. And every one of those bottles will say, take one or two capsules or as designated by your healthcare provider. And I'm telling people, really? So if it says 100, they say one or two. And if it says 500, which is five times more, it says one or two. If they have 1,000, it still says one or two. That's 10 times more. So that gives people right in front of them in black and white a reason to disregard the directions because they're meaningless.
Right. So you've talked about, you know, the multi, the cod liver, supplementing with vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, the trace minerals. What about probiotics?
I love probiotics. So we have so much research in the last 20 years with more coming out all the time showing, and they named it about maybe 10, 15 years ago, probably more than that, called the GALT, G-A-L-T, gut-associated lymphoid tissue. We now know that somewhere between 50 and 70% of our immune system actually lies in our intestine. Mm-hmm. With all of these different bacteria and the things that they're doing and producing. So very, very, very important. And even if you have a person, it might be pretty hard to find one of these people, but even if you have a person who in the last 20 years has never taken an antibiotic, they're still breathing garbage in our air. Mm-hmm. They're still breathing some chlorine or ammonia when they're cleaning their house, or when they're in the shower, the chlorine coming out of the shower head from your water, or maybe they're a swimmer and they're exposed to a lot of chlorine, or you know, maybe they're an auto mechanic and they're exposed to a lot of toxic exhaust. There's all sorts of things that we breathe in, some of which gets down there and kills off our beneficial bacteria. So the chances of you having the amount of beneficial bacteria in what's called your microbiome that your body would be better off with is pretty low. The chances are much greater that you don't have the number. And so, yes, I love probiotics. What happens is, like everything else, most of the probiotics on the market are garbage. There have been a couple of studies done, none recently, but I remember the last one, which was maybe 15 years ago or more, where one of the big companies said, let's take a look at the probiotics on the market. They went into a health food store, or maybe more than one health food store, and they bought a bottle each of many different brands, some on the shelf, some refrigerated, and they sent them off to one of the top probiotic laboratories, and they said, we want you to test these and let us know whether they contain what the label says they contain. And of course they didn't. Some everything was dead. Some 90% was dead. Some 80% was dead. Some 70% was dead. I don't think anything that they tested was even within 10 or 15% plus or minus of what it said on the label. And that didn't surprise me too much because it's very easy to put a certain amount of probiotics into a capsule and then encapsulate them in a machine that brings enough heat that kills them all during the encapsulation process, and don't retest them because they don't want to know that. So I'm very, very picky. One of the top probiotic research scientists in the world is a PhD scientist by the name of Nigel Plummer, and I've been to many of his lectures. He actually started his own manufacturing company called Pharmax, P-H-A-R-M-A-X, many, many years ago, because he wanted to produce what he was finding in the laboratory did the best job on the subjects being humans. And so they started making probiotics under the name of Pharmax. Pharmax has since been bought out by Sir Royal of Canada, but they're still making the exact same products, and Dr. Plummer is still lecturing. And he found that although there are numerous companies out there selling probiotics with 4 and 6 and 8 and 12, you know, different species in them, that when he'd actually tested people to find out which of the products did the best job of what they were trying to do, those multi-strain products with, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 different strains didn't do anywhere near as well as the ones that simply had certain types of strains of Acidophilus and Bifidus. And so his products are predominantly just a couple different bacteria, the ones that he finds works the best. And the one of theirs that I use the largest amount of in my practice because people test for it best is called HLC high potency, and I will have people take one with breakfast and one with dinner. And yes, he did copious amounts of research studies to find out that all these ideas that people had that said take them away from food were wrong, that they implant better with food. That's what the research shows rather than people's belief system. And Sir Royal repackages that same product under their brand. And so when you buy it from Sir Royal, it's the exact same product. It's simply called HMF, which stands for Human Microflora, because he's one of the only companies on the planet that uses human strains and not cattle strains, HMF Forte. So HMF Forte from Sir Royal of Canada or HLC High Potency from Pharmax are top of the line, fabulous quality, and they have some even stronger ones I occasionally use, but I would say 95% of my patient population takes one of those with breakfast and dinner for maybe 6 months, and then if they haven't been on antibiotics for any reason, you know, during that time, they can drop down and just take one a day to be able to hold the benefits and save, not spend as much money.
So it's HLC high potency. That's from Pharmax. The other one's HMF. Can you spell it? So you said Seroya?
S-E-R-O-Y-A-L. Seroya.
Seroya.
Of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, Seroya. And Pharmax is P-H-A-R-M-A-X.
Excellent. Oh, this is great. So that's interesting what you said about the probiotic strains, because there are some of them like that have like 32 now. You know, like,
yep.
And I've been under the belief that, you know, you want to get as the largest variety that you can, because there's different kinds of bacteria that live in different parts of the gut. But you're saying the bifidus and the acidophilus, those are the two big ones. Those are the most important.
Apparently those do the normalization, and if they can get everything set correctly, the others will improve their amounts to where they should be. And what was fascinating to me, because even somebody who's a scientist, they still have to keep same business, you know, and the money it comes in from selling products. So one of the lectures I was at, I've been to many of his presentations, Nigel Plummer was lecturing on the current research on the microbiome and was going over all these different things. And I noticed in a cut sheet from Sir Royal that they'd come out with a new product called HLC Multistrain, because again, Sir Royal owns Pharmax. And I took a look at this, and I raised my hand, and Nigel knows me at this point. We've spoken many, many times over many, many years. And I said, I have two questions for you. Question number one, you told me that your bacteria, the way you encapsulate them, are stable enough that if they go without refrigeration for a month, you'll barely lose any potency, and, you know, so you'll have a little bit less in there. He said, that's correct. I said, so I always tell people, leave the bottle in your refrigerator when you're traveling, and count out the number you're going to need and just take them with you. He said, that's the perfect way to do it. He said, if they're traveling for a month, maybe they'll leave a couple, they'll lose a couple percent potency, and the others are sitting back in the refrigerator. I said, so why is it you send them in packages with ice in it? He smiled. He said, we do that because all of the health practitioners that we ship to are not scientists, have not looked at our research, and believe that if they don't do that, the product coming in is going to be dead. And so we polled a whole bunch of health practitioners many years ago, and we said, what would you do if we said they're stable, they don't need that refrigeration in the shipping process, and we're going to save money, charge you less for shipping, and send them out without ice? And so many of the health practitioners said, we'll switch brands to somebody that still uses ice, that we continue to put the ice in there even though it's a complete waste of money. So I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
I said, so why do you say refrigerate? I said, why do you say refrigerate them? He said, we put in close to twice what it says on the label, because over a period of time up until the date that's listed as expiration date, a small amount is dying off. If they're refrigerated, almost none die off. So if you refrigerate them once you get them, and you keep them refrigerated, and you tell your patients to refrigerate them, they're getting way more than we have on the label, because the label is the amount we're guaranteeing it to have at the end. So I always tell people to keep them refrigerated. And then my second question, I said, now I notice you've recently come out with something called HLC Multistrain. And I clearly remember you, Nigel, I clearly remember you telling us in a couple of different lectures that the other strains are you have found them to not be necessary in the supplement. Did you find something new? And if not, why have you come out with the HLC multistrain? Mm-hmm. He said, no, we have not found anything new. The two that are in all of our other products are still the ones that are necessary and do the best job. But again, we had different companies, different health practitioners that used to carry our product. They switched to somebody else. And over again, when we asked them, why did you switch? Were you not getting results? Oh, no, we got very good results. But this company has more strains than you do. So the people didn't understand that that didn't matter.
Yeah.
Didn't understand that, yeah, but they, if they looked closely, they might get poorer results.
Right.
And so he said, so we have come out with an HLC multistrain. I'm not sure he used these words because usually professional lecturers don't use words like stupid. This is my word. But he basically said, for those stupid health practitioners and doctors who don't understand that it isn't as good a product and are going to buy somebody else's, we would rather have their money. It gives me the money to continue my research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that's so interesting. But yeah, they are, he has a business at the same time. So he has to sort of meet the demand of the client, even though it unfortunately is based on ignorance.
You can't do your research if you don't have funding coming in.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Just a couple more questions while we wrap things up. You mentioned before antioxidants. What exactly are antioxidants? And you know, sort of what role do they play in our health?
Well, the generally used description has to do with every substance, you know, having its molecules and atoms and, you know, electrons running around the circumference. And when a couple of electrons come off, removed, or knocked off, whatever, that becomes a damaged molecule. And it becomes a pro-oxidating molecule or a pro-oxidant. And an antioxidant is a substance which will fairly freely donate one or more of its electrons from one of its shells to replete the missing one from something else and turn it into something which is no longer damaged without it itself becoming something very damaging. So an antioxidant is sort of helping to repair some other molecule that was damaged. And vitamin C is an antioxidant. Vitamin A is an antioxidant. CoQ10 is an antioxidant. Selenium has antioxidant properties. There are quite a number of them out there that are antioxidants. And some of them are specific nutrients that we require. And then there are certain things that people can take that haven't been proven to be essential, but they're helpful. And so generally, we are better off with all the oxidative damage going on around us and all through us, especially from wireless technologies that are knocking things off all over the place. I mean, I see people on cell phones all the time, and I go, I'm glad I almost never use a cell phone. I see the research studies, and I go, I don't want all the things that that's doing to that person's brain. But certainly if you have a number of antioxidants, it will at least help to repair some of the damage. I would rather not do the damage. So antioxidants are substances which help undo some of the damage caused by oxidation and to repair some of the molecules.
So vitamins and minerals are antioxidants?
Only some. Only some. Many vitamins and many minerals are not classified as antioxidants, but some are.
Okay. Now you have a 3-hour video course on supplements. You also have a 6-week more intensive course. You said that that's going to be available, I think you said later on this year. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. My entire course, the course I've been teaching for like 25 years, which is just called Attaining Optimal Health, during that course I cover supplements for an average of maybe, I would say probably around 6 hours. And that's my regular course, which, by the way, is being videotaped, and people will be able to buy the rights to get that. I have a DVD which is simply entitled Nutritional Supplements. And a little subtitle underneath that, Everything You Need to Know and More, but just Nutritional Supplements. And that's somewhere around 3 hours, 3.5 hours, where I cover way more in depth than, of course, we've had time to go over here. And that's a great primer for people to learn a whole bunch. And I'm very specific. You know, unlike people that just say, yeah, you need this, you need that, I tell people which brands I found work best. I mean, I feel I'm doing you a disservice if I tell you to get a supplement, but I don't tell you some work well, some don't. I even keep a CD in there, so when people get the DVD, there's an additional CD in there also, and that has updates on it. So maybe the vitamin C that I told you about in the lecture, the company decided to stop making it. Could have been the best vitamin C product they had, but it didn't sell well enough. They cut it off the market, and so I had to find another one. And so in the updates, it'll say, this one is no longer available. This is the one I found that's best to replace it. So there's a CD in there for your computer with a bunch of PDFs and things you can print out. So that's the 3 hour plus. There's 6 hour or so hours in my regular course, which goes over everything. That's why it's just called Attaining Optimal Health. And then I decided for the first time last year and the second time recently this year, enough people said, we want more on supplements. You cover supplements for 6 hours, but you didn't cover this, you didn't cover this, you didn't cover this. And I go, I could cover supplements for 3 semesters and not cover everything depending on how much depth. But we had enough people asking that I said, let's try a supplements course. 18 hours, 3 hours once a week for 6 weeks on nutritional supplements. And enough people said I would come that we did it. You know, it cost people, I don't even remember what we charged for it. It was a 6 week course. And I decided the second time I ran it this year that I was going to professionally videotape it because I'm working on a new website which will have all of my DVDs, all of my courses, all of my seminars, anything that I have personally taped myself will be up there with a price on it for people to be able to spend to either buy the rights to watch it once or buy the rights to watch it whenever you want, or if it's available as a DVD and you click on buy the DVD, it'll probably send you to the Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation, Lemon Grove, and you can buy the DVD from them because I don't have time to ship any of this stuff. And that's all being worked on because I want this stuff available. And the easiest way to make sure you will know when this happens, and you're not going to get a bunch of garbage from me, I just don't do that, is to go to my website at davidgetoff.com. It'll redirect you to the actual website. And there's a big, very obvious green subscribe button in the upper right. If you click on that and fill out that stuff, you will not get a monthly email from me. You will not get a two-week email from me. You will not get a week. You may not get an email from me for 6 months because that's only if there's something really special. I don't clog people's mailboxes with emails. But as soon as something's important, then the next important thing I can think about will be when I roll out this website that people can buy the rights to watch all this stuff, I will send out a mass email to all those subscribers saying, it's available, here's the website, take a look. And so if anybody wants to make sure they know, just go to my website, hit the subscribe button, fill it out. You're not going to get a bunch of garbage from me, but you'll know if there's anything I think is important, and it will be very infrequent.
I think that's DavidGetoff, GetoffGetoff.com. And I know our listeners, David, are gonna want to know about the brands again. Can you just quickly run through the brands that you recommended for the multi, the cod liver, the trace mineral, vitamin E? Can you just tell us the ones that you use?
Absolutely, and I want everybody to also understand that the vast majority of brands out there, or manufacturers out there, which would be a more appropriate way to say this, I may carry one or two or three products from, and the company may sell 300. So when I give you a specific product and a brand, that doesn't mean I love that brand and I love everything they make. That means I like that product.
Gotcha.
So the trace mineral is called Trace Mineral Tablets. It's manufactured by Trace Mineral Research. Very, very easy to find. They actually have a trademark, Concentrace. And that's important because if you're looking at some other company's product and it says contains concentrate trace minerals, it means they went to Trace Mineral Research to buy their trace minerals to put in this other company's product. So Trace Mineral Tablets from Trace Mineral Research. The vitamin E is from a company called AC Grace, and it's simply called Unique E. They have more than one product that they call Unique E. I'm trying to get them to change this because it's Unique E tocopherols, which are the vitamin E molecules. That's the one I'm discussing here. And then they also have Unique E tocotrienols. I would like them to change that. I would like them to call it Unique E and unique tocotrienols. They don't get mixed up. But I'm talking about AC Grace's unique E tocopherols. The multis that I use most often are manufactured by Super Nutrition. And the one that I use predominantly of theirs is the Perfect Family and the Perfect Family Iron Free. But I do have a small amount of women that test for either the Women's Blend or the Women's Blend Iron Free, and a smaller amount of people that test for the Easy Swallow Perfect Family, because I have to adjust the doses down further. And I have a number of children that are on their product, which every family would like to have, called Perfect Kids. I say, sorry, just giving them Perfect Kids will not make them perfect kids, but that is the name of the product. The vitamin C that I use the most often is actually a toss-up. There are two products. I use them both a lot. One is called Ultimate Ascorbate, and those are 1,000 milligram tablets from Source Naturals. And the other is called C500, and that's from LifeStar.com. Very, very different products. I sell a lot of both, but probably the largest number is the Ultimate Ascorbate. Vitamin D, for some reason, people test very differently for different formulations of D. They have the D in it, but one uses this oil added to it, one uses olive oil added. And so the ones I use most probably would be Carlson Soft Gels D2000 and Carlson Liquid Drops D2000. And probably equal, as far as how many people test for it, is made by Healthy Origins. And that's D2400. They actually use olive oil as the additional oil to add to fill up the soft gel, which may be why people like it instead of the various oils that are used in the others. Let's see, what are we missing? Vitamin A. If I use vitamin A with somebody, it's generally Carlson's vitamin A 10,000, but it's the natural form that are in soft gels, not tablets, and it must say on the bottle, from fish liver oil. It's the most natural you can get, the vitamin A 10,000 Carlson from fish liver oil. So let's see, we got the A, C, D, E, and the fish oils. It would be cod liver oil, lemon flavored from Carlson in liquid form. That gets refrigerated. Or also Carlson Elite Omega-3 Professional Strength, which are the ones that 3 or 4 a day of the concentrated soft gels. Anything I missed?
I think I got them. That's it. Oh, and
okay.
And the probiotic, again, was Pharmax.
Probiotic, either of two are really the same. They're just being packaged differently. Pharmax, Pharmax, HLC high potency. Or if you get it from Soroyal, actually you're getting them both from Soroyal because they do the shipping now. Then it's called HMF for human microflora, HMF Forte.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Better Beyond 50. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe on betterbeyond50.com, iTunes, the podcast app, or wherever else you might be listening to this show. And if you have a minute, please leave me a quick review on iTunes. I love to hear from you. If you think someone else might like this free show, please take a minute to share it with a friend or family member so she can benefit from it too. And don't forget to sign up for my free video training and newsletter. Again, just enter your email at betterbeyond50.com to get instant access and make sure you never miss a future show. This is Melissa Kerner signing off, and thanks again for listening. I hope you have a fantastic week. Talk to you soon. Woo-hoo.